Welcome back to Jefferson City. We have 2 weeks left in our legislative session. We want to talk about what we did last week, which was truly agree and finally pass our state's budget. It's one of the most important things, if not the most important thing that we do every year. It's the one thing that we're required to do. Happy to say we passed a balanced budget and sent it to the governor with actually a $90 million surplus. It's one of the more conservative budgets, I think, that we've passed in a long time and also does a lot of important things. We have a $26.1 billion budget. We had increased funding for K-12 education. We increased healthcare provider compensation across the board and added new funding for the existing Medicaid population for dental care. We did this last year as vetoed by the governor. We're doing it again. We think it's a way to save money and provide better care and service to those who are currently enrolled. With that money we put into the state's school foundation formula, we put an approximately $85 million increase in that funding. In addition to the $95 million more we put in last year, we had $5 million for early childhood education, $3.25 million more for the public charter school commission to make sure that we have some options that can start up for kids who are in particularly challenging school districts. They have different education options. And we added a $2.46 million increase for Parents as Teachers, which is a program that I've always supported. In fact, sit on a Parents as Teacher board in Kirkwood. We added some $12 million for performance and equity funding for higher education, and we had a $2 million increase for the A-plus schools program. We also were very dedicated to making sure that with our mental health budget, that we had funds available for those who need it most, many of our most vulnerable. So we had a rate increase for providers. We also added more money for the state's autism projects to make sure that there's more dollars get to those individuals who need it most. So overall, we're very proud of the budget that we passed. It's now on its way to the governor. We passed it earlier in session so that we can find out while we're here what the governor is going to sign and what the governor is going to veto. We actually would have an opportunity to override any vetoes while we're still in session in that last week, as opposed to waiting until veto session. That was something that, because of Amendment 10 last year, we were able to do. And then as we come back for veto session, we have an opportunity to look at some of the withholds that take place. Once we pass the budget, the governor essentially owns that budget and then can only withhold or only supposed to be able to withhold when we don't have revenue. Those revenue projections don't match what we thought they were going to be. And so what we've seen over the last few years are some unauthorized withholds. And so by us being able to pass that budget earlier, there's a little bit more oversight as to what the governor supports or doesn't support. As I said, we've got 2 weeks left. We're working on some really important issues. I'm on the Education Transfer Bill Conference Committee. We're working through that bill. I'm on Senate Bill 5. Of course, that's my bill to deal with taxation by citation and really get rid of some of these onerous speed traps that are, in my view, breaking down the trust between people in their government and people in their municipal courts. We're in conference on that. So hopefully we've got some good news to report in the next couple weeks on those two bills. We'll keep everybody up to date on all these issues and everything else going on the last 2 weeks in our future podcast. Thanks for joining us and enjoy the weather. Have a great weekend.